News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, let's catch up with Ronan Lyons, author of the new, the latest, DAF.ie report, economist at Trinity College Dublin as well. Ronan, what have you found?
So these are the figures up to March 2025, so that's the first quarter of the year. And what we've seen is an increase in the inflation rate. So we all know the prices have been going up and going up for a long time, but they're going up at a faster rate now. And what's different now to, say, the last 3 or 4 years post-COVID is that Dublin is driving the inflation. So a year ago, you and I would have had a chat and I would have talked about Dublin prices being, well, not stable, but maybe going up at 3% a year rather than going up at 7 or 8% a year as they were in the rest of the country. Now in Dublin, prices are going up 12% a year, and in the rest of the country, they're going up 11%. So Dublin has overtaken the rest of the country in terms of inflation rate. And both places, that's just splitting the country into two, but you can drill down more. But pretty much everywhere is seeing higher inflation now compared to a year ago.
And a lack of supply of second-hand homes as well.
This is what's driving it. If you think about why do prices get dragged up, they get dragged up either because incomes are going up, but incomes are not going up at 10 or 12% a year, or else because of a lack of supply. And if you look in that second-hand market, there have never been as few second-hand homes available to buy in the series. In this report, you mentioned it's the new DAF report. It is the new DAF report, but it's been going for nearly 20 years. And in that time, we've been tracking the number of homes for sale and the number of second-hand homes for sale. Even if we go to 2015 to 2019, when the market was tight enough, there were usually about 25,000 properties on the market. That number fell during COVID, tried to recover and fell back again in the last couple of years. And there are now fewer than 10,000 homes available to buy across the country in the second-hand market. It's never been as tight in the last 20 years.
You do make some comments in the report about concerns about government policies impacting on the market.
Yeah, so clearly, I mean, the government understands that the government got a bit of a nasty shock when the figures for 2024 were released in terms of how many homes were completed. It's top of the government's priority list. But you can even see the central bank governor had a report yesterday where a similar kind of sentiment, where it's not so much something needs to be done, this is something, let's do this, but taking stock of all of the things, are they mutually supportive? So if, for example, if the government has prioritised what an economist would call demand support, giving more people money to buy homes, but is not prioritising supply support, does that just push the price of housing up further? And certainly the latest pinch in the market is being driven by interest rates having gone up. That's why there are fewer second-hand homes on the market now than a couple of years ago. Interest rates went up, and they went up in a well-flagged way, and people were able to fix. And by fixing, that means they're kind of locked in for the next 3, 4, 5 years,
yeah,
or however long they fix for. All the other stuff.
You spoke about confusion rather than clarity these policies were bringing.
Yeah. So a lot of the, with the planning bill, right, if we look at why we're seeing fewer homes built than we need to. We're seeing maybe 30,000 homes a year built, and the true number is probably, well, all the major parties say they'd like to see 60,000 homes built a year. So we're about halfway there. What's going on? And it's about viability and it's about certainty. Certainty is the planning side. That's national planning and housing targets. The housing targets in many local authorities are based on population figures from a decade ago. In many places, the targets they were given under this national framework are smaller in the 2020s than they were in the 2010s. If you think about that, that's kind of crazy. And the other one is viability. It's cost-based.
Okay. Just final question, just in relation to, I'd say there was kind of raised eyebrows at government level yesterday about the central bank governor's intervention. I mean, I would have thought him talking about planning was slightly outside his remit, but he didn't shy away from it. Is he right, though, that financing of developers isn't a problem? I would have thought that is one of the problems, along with planning.
So the cost and availability of finance is usually something that flows from, it's a consequence of a well-functioning system. So if you think about a different space within Irish construction, if you look at office space in Dublin, there was no finance available for office space in Dublin in 2013 or 14. The numbers didn't stack up. In 2017 or 18, the sector was booming, lots of finance available. Why was that? It was because it went from being not viable to being viable. The challenge in the Irish housing system is that we need to build lots of, in particular, apartments or homes for smaller households, one- and two-person households. You and I have chatted about this before. The pre-adult the pre-family and the post-family adult cohorts. But that's more expensive to build. Okay. And we have a big gap between, even with prices as high as they are, a big gap between how much it costs to build these and how much you'd get if you were to sell it or rent it out.
Okay.
And in that, we're kind of stuck there, and that's where government action needs to be focused.
Roland Lyons, author of that latest DAF.ie report, a columnist at Trinity College Dublin. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.